And there are so many people, because death is running rampant. Spirit of death is just going. How many people must have lost their lives today over there in Afghanistan? The World Trade Center several weeks ago. How many people actually lost their lives? They don't even know how many are there. So everybody's going to try to say, hey, look, I found out that days on earth are numbered. Everybody's got to punch the clock unless Jesus shows up. Whether you realize it or not, everybody's got an appointment. You can't escape it. Everybody's got to punch the clock, and you don't know when your number's up. My mom called me and said there was a friend of mine, 35 years old, 2 days before her 35th birthday, was doing just well, not sick or anything, just felt a little bad in her body, went down to tell a friend, I don't feel good, can you help me, and dropped dead. 15-month-old baby and a 10-year-old little boy, dead. She's dead. I'm sure 3 or 4 weeks ago, she didn't know how long she had left. We all think that we've got days and days and days and days. I tell you what, life is precious. Handle it with care and supernatural prayer. Live. Every day you've got is something that God graced you with. Do something with it. There are many people that are in places that are beyond the great chasm that would love to live a couple of your days. So when you're living, make sure you live. Don't die dead. What's the difference between an animal and a human being? We have the ability to live and to make a difference. Animals live to get the bigger cave, the biggest burrowing place. Jesus gives us life and life more abundantly. The flesh profits nothing. When you go over to the other side, when you stand before Jesus, the things that you do in the flesh, all your goals, your degrees, your big bank account, your wonderful house, all those great works that you did, all the people that you influenced to be popular, it will profit absolutely nothing. Only one life, and it soon shall pass. Only what you do for Christ will last. Saints from a while back say, listen, I'm going to live for God while I got the chance. I'm going to praise God while I got a chance, because we don't know where you... This may be the last time. People don't like to hear that. Whether you're in a faith church, Holy Ghost filled church, or whatever it is, people always are punching the clock. But yet we wander around like we're God, letting days just slip by. Precious time that somebody else wished they had. The words, somebody say, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit. Now, we talked about faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. I tell you what, walking in faith is walking in life and life more abundantly. Live by the word of God. Live by what God speaks from his heart. Live by the rhema word of God. That's life. The words that I speak, they are spirit and life. Grab a hold of God. Grab a hold of the supernatural promises of God. God is still alive and he's still speaking to his people. Get the spirit and get the word and you'll have a life. But there are some, somebody say, there are some that will believe not. Our slogan for Nations Church, it just so happened that as you look at the website and you look at different things, and we didn't know why. I didn't even pick this up. It says, now this is life. It's the spirit that quickens. That's what people got to know. I tell you what, getting full of the Holy Ghost, going from glory to glory, you haven't touched life until you touch the dose of the Holy Ghost. This is life. And the words that you hear, they are alive. How many had the word of God blow your mind? You could never go back even if you tried. You taste the good things of Jesus. You know, you were about 2 weeks ago before anything happened. Amen. But God got a hold of you. They used to sing a song, one of them songs, James Cleveland said, something got a hold of me. That song said, I went to a meeting one night and my heart wasn't right. Then something got a hold of me. It was the Holy Ghost.